Is your stress response activated? I'm not sure if I've written about this before without going back and reading all of my previous posts, but if I have, there's no harm in repeating important information. After all, repetition is the mother of skill. One thing I consistently teach to both my coaching clients and to delegates in many of my corporate workshops is information about our fight, flight, freeze stress response. Many of us have, of course, heard of this automatic response to physical threats. Adrenaline and cortisol automatically gets released into the bloodstream to give us a 15-minute burst of strength and energy, allowing us to run or fight our foe or freeze until the danger has passed. However, few people realize that stress, panic, and overthinking cause precisely the same biochemical reaction. Real versus physical threats. Our minds can't distinguish between a real-life physical threat and a vividly imagined one. Therefore, our stress response activates to a perceived threat in the same way it would if faced with a physical one, for example, hearing footsteps on a dark night. Just a few examples of commonly perceived threats include panicking about paying bills, potential or actual job loss, receiving an unexpected email from your boss asking for an impromptu meeting, arguments with your spouse, worrying about upcoming deadlines, disagreements with friends, family, or work colleagues, thinking that somebody is judging you, or worrying about the future. Fight, flight, freeze form. There is a common misconception that fight, flight, freeze only looks like this. Fight equals physically defending yourself. Flight equals running away. Freeze equals hiding behind something or in something. For example, hiding behind a door or in a cupboard. Now, that could be the case in response to physical threats. However, reactions to non-physical threats tend to look more like this. Fight, defensiveness, anger, aggression, snappiness, argumentative, passive-aggressive, nitpicking, micromanaging, belligerence, jealousy, resentfulness, judgmental, sarcasm, impatience, frustration. Flight, cancelling plans or meetings, especially at the last minute, using avoidance tactics, for example, seeing somebody and walking the other way before they see you, lateness, a sudden urge to get away, physically removing yourself from a situation, inability to enter a room, excessive running, cycling, or walking. Freeze, procrastination, numbing activities such as excessive Netflix binging, overeating, binge eating, social media scrolling, online shopping, gaming, exercising. Ringing in work sick because you can't face going in, fainting, physically hiding in your car, kitchen, bathroom, shed, doing something other than what you ought to be doing. For example, hiding at work, the pub, or the gym instead of going home. Feeling stuck or immobile, lack of motivation. Fawn is not often talked about. However, it is relatively common as a stress response. Fawn looks like people pleasing, trying to make another person happy at the detriment of oneself, trouble setting boundaries, inability to stand up for oneself, putting others' needs first, deferring to others, inability to say no. For more on people pleasing, you can read a previous article. The details are below. I do intend to write more on this topic in upcoming posts as I frequently get asked about it. Note, there may be some overlap in behaviours between the above categories. So if you recognise any of the characteristics, avoid getting hung up on which category they may belong in. Do, however, know that the stress response is undoubtedly activated. When I teach what fight, flight, freeze really looks like, clients and delegates will often say that they can cycle through all four categories. For example, they may get angry, fight, run out of the room, flight, hide at the gym, freeze, come home later with a pizza as a peace offering, fawn. Others are surprised to realise that the behaviour or that of someone else often results from an activated stress response. Why is this important? Firstly, it's important to point out that most of us have a baseline behaviour that is typically calm, controlled, and peaceful. So when we behave in a way that's different to our baseline, in other words, we're displaying fight, flight, freeze, fawn characteristics, is a good indicator that the stress response is in full flow. Therefore, knowing this information will help increase not only your self-awareness, but your emotional intelligence. It will help you be more aware of your thoughts, emotions, and reactions and how they impact others. It will also enable you to be more empathetic to those around you. If someone else's response is activated, their behavior likely has nothing to do with you, but rather they are reenacting a program response that they learned in childhood. What's next? In the next article, I'll discuss simple tools, tips, and techniques for managing a triggered stress response. In the meantime, if you'd like some support in managing any aspect of your life, clearing blocks and resistance, allowing you to achieve your most authentic goals, feel free to contact me for a free, no obligation conversation about how I can help you.